From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
In count one, we the jury find the defendant, Edgar Ray Killen, as to count one, guilty of manslaughter.
We won't be painted or described and known throughout the world by a Hollywood movie anymore. Today, the people of Neshoba County have spoken up for themselves and told the world who we really are, and I'm proud to be one of you.
The fact that a jury of 12 people in this county could not agree to convict him of murder indicates that there are still a lot of people in the state who choose to look the other way.
Ben Hogan, probably the most consistent ball striker of all time, used to say that in any given round there were only maybe two or three shots that turned out exactly the way he intended them to. For you, how is that in any given round? How many shots turn out the way you want them to?
About 100%.
I think it's become very clear that the Democratic leadership is not interested in more information. All they're interested in is simply blocking his nomination and obstructing progress on reform at the United Nations, because John Bolton is the one who will be leading our efforts to move forward on reform at the United Nations.
We will agree to vote up and down on the Bolton nomination as soon as the administration provides the information requested by the committee, which we, again, I emphasize, have a right to obtain.
With goalposts constantly shifting, me bringing up another vote's not going to change anything. The decision in talking to the president is that he strongly supports John Bolton, as we know, and he asks that we continue to work, and we'll continue to work.
In baseball, it's three strikes, you're out. What is it for the Secretary of Defense?
Well, that is quite a statement. There isn't a person at this table who agrees with you that we're in a quagmire and that there's no end in sight.
There are not going to be any timetables. I mean, I've told this to Prime Minister. We are there to complete a mission, and it's an important mission. A democratic Iraq is in the interest of the United States of America, and it's in the interest of laying the foundation for peace. And if that's the mission, then why would you say to the enemy, you know, here's the timetable, just go ahead and wait us out.